Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Greetings to all of you listening around the world, and a warm welcome as we bring you another edition of the Answers for the Family radio show. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and if you're a regular listener, thank you for joining us once again. If this is your first time, please make yourself comfortable as we bring you Answers for the Family. Now, each week, this show will address issues such as, improving your life, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, lasting health, and so much more. Now, having over 30 years' experience working with families in crisis, I've been fortunate to meet and work with some of the top professionals in many of the helping fields and skilled authors who are all working to make this world a better place for all of us. Now, you can all do me a big favor. Please check out some of our past shows at answersforthefamily.com to hear some informative and entertaining guests, as well as dynamic co-hosts, as they discuss ways for you and your loved ones to become happier, healthier, and more at peace. Now, I'm also looking for some show ambassadors who will forward at least one of our shows to your social media group or someone you know who can benefit from a particular show. I want you to know that I truly appreciate it, and this is just another way that we can make a positive difference in the lives of others. And I can tell you, in this particular show, this is one you can send to everybody because it really is something that talks about transformation and it talks about things that we can all benefit from. Now, what I want to start with is I want to talk a little bit about the question that now has become on many people's lips here at Answers for the Family. And that question is, where in the world is Gabriella? Well, I am very pleased to say that she is right here in studio here in Los Angeles, and she's joining me. So, Gabriella, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's so strange to be in studio.
I know. It's been great. And we do. We get people now that ask. I've been at events. I was at an event recently of a lot of really dynamic people. And somebody came up and said, where in the world is Gabriella? And then just started laughing. So yes, I think it's great. For those that are new, and maybe don't know exactly what it is that you're doing, share a little bit about the Dare to Be Kind movement.
So I'm just your average Joe, I think. and like everyone, I have a story. And I took that story and I said, belonging is a universal emotion. And after writing some books and being on television in LA, to be specific, I said, okay, I'm developing this a little bit more. And by developing, I mean that we all have action reaction. We all live often in a state of total stress, always ready to pounce because the world is out to get us. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know, you just have to look at all the drama that we see around us. And I said, there's got to be another way. And I look at my own life and I see how I transformed that into who I am today. And we can really become what we want to become. And I believe that no matter if you were born like I am in an orphanage or Muslim, Pakistani, and now here in the United States as a kindness expert, it doesn't matter what that story is. It matters who you are and who you want to be and how do you want to show up. So basically, I take the positive message of kindness by saying you take a moment to just stop and look around you. And in that moment that you look around you, you can be the difference for someone else. I know this sounds crazy, but you can. And I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about giving money to a homeless person or giving money to a friend. I'm talking about giving your time. Mm-hmm. The moment you give your time, you make all these invisible people visible. And that's kind of where the Dare to Be Kind movement is at, making them visible. You sometimes might feel invisible. Let's make you visible. Let's give you a voice. And so we created this platform on the daretobekindmovement.com where you can share your story because when you share your story, and no matter how little or small you think it is or uninteresting, there is someone out there that connects to your story. And because you told it, they don't feel so alone. And that's where the key is about daring to be kind. And I also just quickly want to point out, we're not talking about this lovey-dovey stuff, okay? Because a lot of people tell me this. And now that I have the lettering of Dare to Be Kind on my car, I have to drive really properly all of a sudden. Can't make one mistake because people are watching. And so it's really daring. It's not lovey. It takes guts. It takes absolute conviction to talk to an absolute stranger who didn't ask you one darn thing and to say, hey, sorry, but I have a feeling that you need something. Can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
That takes guts.
Yeah.
That's not a lovey-dovey thing, because what if you're rejected, right?
Yeah.
You can Absolutely. Be rejected every single day by strangers. So it is scary to daring to be kind to others. And I find it still at my age, very difficult sometimes to be kind to self. And that's something that we don't talk about enough. We'll do a show on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think that's almost a show on its own.
I think you're right, yeah. And you're probably one that could use it, because you're out there traveling around the world, and focus so much on everybody else that you're right. Sometimes we forget about ourselves.
We really do.
Yeah. But one of the things that I love about this, and again, for everybody out there, you know, to get involved, go to daretobekindmovement.com, get involved. And I love the fact it's exactly what Gabriella said. It's not about money. It's not about, as far as doing things that, you know, that people think, oh yeah, you know, that, you know, everybody should do that or whatever. It's really doing what I think we're all called to do anyway.
You know, I thought of something in the car. I drove in 3.5 days, guys, 2,000 miles from Davenport, Iowa, where there's a lot of flooding, by the way. A little prayer for those people, because they're having a hard time, all the way here to LA. And I realized something. You know, we talk a lot in the news about ideology. And so we see the word ideology as something negative, right? Because we think ideology, we think immediately, oh yeah, this Muslim, Al-Qaeda. But, you know, daring to be kind is an ideology. It's a lifestyle. We all desperately want to belong to a group, to something. Why not be part of something positive?
Yes.
And see the dare to be kind as an ideology, as a lifestyle, where you can get that the energy, the passion that you require to be lifted up, and then bring it into your own 2 mile radius.
And you know what? It is that passion, which is why I believe that you were so perfect to be here today. I mean, okay. Yeah, no, seriously, because it's that passion of wanting to help people, but also knowing that we can all make a breakthrough. We can all take that next step. And the great part about our guests today is that that's what they specialize in.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, so I want to go into a little bit, because our topic today is high frequency breakthroughs. And it's having a life without limits. And that's much of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So our guests are Sandra and Daniel Biskind. And Sandra is a global thought leader, international speaker, spiritual mentor, number one best-selling author. And she has a unique gift to identify and eradicate the unconscious programs that undermine success, and instantly amplifying her clients' ability to live freely and thrive. Sandra offers a rare combination of business savvy, transformational leadership, and soul enrichment as she creates profound, substantial shifts for everybody. Now, Daniel uses his expertise in personal transformation to fulfill his mission, empowering people to set themselves free, transform their lives, and become the best version of themselves. He's a prolific writer and speaker. He has appeared on TV, radio, and in print internationally. He is now working with Sandra on the release of the Codebreaker Platinum Series, which will empower you to change your thoughts and change your life. And Daniel cites his involvement in the peace, civil rights, and women's liberation movements as early expressions of his mission to empower people to set themselves free. He describes his relationship with Sandra as the most important influence in his ongoing journey. So since meeting in 1998, Daniel and Sandra have created second and third careers together. They designed and created the Eagle's Nest Resort in New Zealand, built on a power place. It was intentionally designed to amplify the frequency of unconditional love that emulates from it. Now, they were inspired to create Eagle's Nest as a venue to do their personal transformation work. And in only its second full year, it received the highest rating as one of the world's top 100 hotels. So Daniel, who will be with us shortly because he is also doing an additional interview, and Sandra, I want to welcome you now to Answers for the Family.
Well, it's an absolute honor to be here. And I have to say, Gabriella, I was smiling throughout your entire time that you were talking and kind of giving you a high five energetically the entire time, going, yes, yes, yes. That was just
super
wonderful. And there's so much I want to add to that, but Alan, go for it. I just feel so excited to be here today.
Well, you know, and yes, we would love to have you add to that. But also, I want to add something because someone who I've also read their stuff is Jack Canfield. And I noticed that he had wrote what I felt was an incredibly impressive foreword to your new book, Codebreaker, which is Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You, and its companion book, which is the Codebreaker Journal. And he raved about your system, and especially the system to clear unconscious blocks. And that is an area that I'm very interested in. But can you tell us a little bit about that system and why it is so important?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. And if Jack was here on the show with us, he would just be, again, talking so eloquently about it, because these are blocks that every single human being has, regardless of your status, race, color, creed, whatever. All human beings have unconscious blocks, and we have inherited in our DNA from our ancestors and past lives from childhood these incredible beliefs that become programs and stories that are locked in our information center, and we don't even know they're there. So oftentimes we're reacting to something, which Gabriella was talking about this, we react to something in a way that is like, it's not even who we are. Sometimes, you know, have you ever caught yourself saying, hang on, why did I say that? Or why did I react like that? Or, oh my God, I should never have done or said that. And that's because an unconscious block has triggered a response, and it's almost like you don't have any control. And that's what this is like. So we all have these incredible beliefs, programs, and ideas that on a conscious level, you know, they're there, and we're using them, and we're separating ourselves from people every day. We're too scared to smile at strangers. We're too scared to be and live as the best version of who we are, because these programs are saying things like, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. No one will ever love me. Why would, you know, I shouldn't smile at that person. They might hate me. So whatever this is, these are the blocks that keep humanity in this downward spiral of, you know, suffering, fear, negativity, and pain. And the system is so important because as you begin to use it, you can instantly change your life. You can change your thoughts. It's really a mind training system for you and your soul. And when you start it, it's easy, it's effective, but you go so deep into why you are and why you think what you think that changes are pretty instant. And people are really changing their lives on such deep levels. And I love this because with Gabriella, with the kindness movement, it's very difficult to be kind to another being when you are simply not kind to yourself. And these unconscious programs are horrendously judgmental of us first, and then we project those judgments onto everyone else.
Absolutely. I love what you just said about triggers, because I talk about that all the time. It's actually one of the steps in the Dare to Be Kind is the trigger. But what I really love that you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, of course, that these unconscious blocks are hidden within our DNA. And I instantly want to jump on that when I see DNA, because I have a question for you. Is take an adoptee like myself, how can we find out about our DNA being lodged into their into blocks, or are unconscious blocks more because of the environment and the new family in the new country where we live in? Or does that count for us too?
No. So you being adopted, did you ever know your adoptive parent?
No, I know nothing. I spent 3 years in a Catholic orphanage and then I was adopted.
Well, you were a lucky girl being adopted. And those 3 years, there were events, emotions, and decisions that you made that did get locked into your DNA. And then when you met your new family, their conditioning got locked in. And your original parents, their beliefs, programs, and ideas that they were carrying around with them, they're within you as well. Wow. And so I don't know if you've ever found yourself in a situation where you've been in a challenging situation and thinking, why am I reacting like this?
Yes.
And it could be that you have no idea and you think this has just come out of the blue, and that could have been something that had been passed down to you.
Okay. Wow, interesting. And sometimes though, Sandra, because you, as you already know, I love positivity. So, but sometimes this could be a positive thing. So when you feel the block, you suddenly have like a deja vu, like an epiphany where it came from.
Yeah. And you know what? What I love about these blocks is that what they really are for you, it's just like a road sign.
Yeah.
If you feel, and I love to say this for people, if you feel fear, negativity, or pain, and you've recognized that you've been triggered, first of all, it really doesn't matter where it came from. What matters is that you've recognized you've been triggered, and then how do you get back into your heart and back where you need to be? So that's more important than anything. And for you, of course, if you were working with me, I would simply go back into your past lives and go back into your original parents. I would access that information. Lynn McTaggart, in this fabulous book called The Field, explains that quantum physicists have now discovered that there is an information field of all, like a human information field of all information, that they call the zero point field. And one of the things that I have been diligent about is being able to access the field of all information for my clients. This is why Jack loves the work so much, is because when you come to me with something that you want to move beyond, then I actually go and find out exactly the core of where that trigger is, of where it came from, and how to get you to the next level. So there's a lot of information that I'm delivering about you. And I think that's why people love working with me, because they're really getting a lot of information that is like core stuff. And it's always what you don't know. People think, I'm going through this because of this, this, and this. And then when they start working with us, we go, well, actually, it's because of something entirely different. And it's always like a light going on. And that's why this system, by the way, what I love about it is, let's just take trust, for instance, because the system is based on all of these beautiful high-frequency codes. And together, these eight codes spell platinum, which is peace, love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, and mindfulness. So that's platinum. Now these codes,
I love that. Sorry. I love that. Continue.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful, isn't it? And by the way, we think of the word platinum and think, wouldn't that be great? We actually got the words on their own, and then they spelled platinum and it was like, okay. And we realized that we had the password to crack the code to happiness, success, to living in an enlightened life, which is the only way that is going to stop suffering. And it means that you can discover what these codes are, what the programs are. And I'm going to just use trust very quickly. And that is that, let's say that you are anxious and worried. And now that's a normal human experience. But if you go, wow, I'm feeling anxious and I'm worried here. Oh, I know what. That's the signpost telling me that I'm no longer living in a place of trust. And then you go about getting yourself back onto the high frequency of trust. And, you know, the way you do that is by asking powerful questions, doing the meditations. Everything is laid out very simply and easily in Codebreaker for you so that you can use the system. And it's like when you're feeling fear, you know you're in the low frequency that mm-hmm. blocks love. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it's just, it's so easy because we all have these low frequency blockers that take us out of being our living as our true self, as the best version of who we are.
Sandra, I'm one of those that is definitely a believer that there are different frequencies and that there are people that are able to tap into it better than others. So, you know, especially after reading the book and stuff. So I feel, I mean, you seem to be on a different energetic frequency than most of us. How did this come about and how did you know that this came about?
Look, when I was three, I had divine beings speaking to me, particularly one called Jesus. And I remember going to my mummy, and we were not a religious family at all, and saying to her, "Mummy, what does Jesus talk to you about when you go to bed at night?" And she was like deflected because that word had never been spoken in our home. We didn't, you know, we were doing charity works. We weren't doing religious work. And so I had access to these beautiful divine beings, and they were telling me that, you know, I was a perfect divine child of God, that I was love, and I was here to, you know, to help people understand that that's who they are too. And so from three, there was that going on. And at 18, when I was dying, I had this platinum experience where I experienced all of those high-frequency beingness states. And it was a full awakening experience. And it was that experience that carried me through the trauma and the challenges of the next 8 years that were pretty shocking. And I realized that I had to devote my life to being that high frequency being. And so I've spent four decades working with spiritual gurus and masters and success teachers all over the entire world, and tapping in and using my own divine guidance to bring about this frequency within me that is that love. And that's why I love, Gabriella, you're talking about kindness, because I can't help myself. I smile at everyone. And if anybody has got, you know, if they've taken the time to dress nicely whatever they're doing, I tell people we love their pets. We tell them they look fantastic. You know, we give people compliments mm-hmm. all of the time. And you can see them light up. And I think that this high frequency that we're living on is so important for each human being. In your kindness movement, Gabriella, I would say one of the things I wanted to say was it is so important for each and every single human being to take radical personal responsibility for the frequency that they're on, which is the energy that they're vibrating at. And mm-hmm. that's about their thoughts. So our frequency determines our thoughts, and our thoughts determine our frequency.
Yep.
So when you change your thoughts, you change your frequency, your whole world changes. And I mean, not just you, the whole world changes. And it's the most exciting way of being, because it's easy. It's just this constant training and deliberate, not allowing the crazy mind to drive us nuts, which is what it does.
Mm-hmm. All right. We are talking with Sandra Biskind, and her book is Codebreaker, Discovering the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You. Now, we're going to take a break, but before we do that, Sandra, when we come back, can you share with us some tips for raising our frequency? So for everybody, stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking about some tips that can help all of us raise our own frequencies. You're listening to Answers for the Family.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, Westshield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service, licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services and West Shield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585, or visit our website at westshield.com. Thank you.
And we're back. I'm Alan Cardoza. With me is Gabriella Von Rey, our kindness expert, and we are talking with Sandra Biskind. We're talking about her and Daniel's new book, which is Codebreaker, Discover the Password to Unlock Your Best Version of You. And when we went to break, the question I asked Sandra was, please share some tips for raising our own frequency.
Okay, so don't laugh, but the first tip is read the book. And the reason I say that.
Sorry, I did laugh. Sorry. It was a good laugh.
Which is good.
Yeah. Okay. The reason I say that is because one of our, Martin Root, the founder of the Heaven on Earth Project, who you need to have on your show, is asked us for the PDF of the book when we first started writing it. And he rang us 3 days later and he said, what's going on? This is not a book. He said, I started reading it and I thought, you know, I know some of this stuff. And then I started feeling really funny and really beautiful. And I put the book down and I still felt funny. And he said, and I have to confess that I was totally addicted to watching the news. And now I don't feel the need to watch it at all. So it changed his frequency as he was reading it. Even though there was nothing about addiction in the book, that's what happened for him. So the first step is read the book, use the journal, really inquire deeply into what makes you tick, why you do what you do, why you say what you say, and then what triggers you. And then the second one is use the four questions. And the four questions appear all the way through the book. And these four questions changed my life dramatically. And every time we change them to people all around the world, it does the same for them. And the first one is, what am I feeling? What am I focused on? You know, what are my thoughts about what I'm feeling? What do I want to feel? And what focus will serve that? And by the time you get to answer number four, that's the one you want to stay focused on for as long as you can. And if you haven't made a shift by that stage, which is pretty normal that you will, then do it again. Just rinse and repeat. Those four questions, I'm just going to run them through you one more time. What am I feeling? What am I focused on? What do I want to feel, and what focus will serve that? And those four questions act as the inquiry into being able to change your frequency straight away. And then, of course, the next one is meditate, meditate, meditate. You know, when I was 27 and I just got up the courage to leave an abusive marriage and I had so much going on, failing health, all sorts of things, when I discovered meditation, it changed my life. And what it did was, it allowed me to master my frequency, which took me from being completely, you know, run down on every single level to being 3 years later a self-made millionaire. And so that's why these are the little tips that I'm giving you. And all of them, of course, are in the system because Daniel and I wanted to give the world our legacy of this system, and we realized that people couldn't necessarily afford the time, energy, and investment in coming to work with us live. And so we've presented this information for you in book form.
Love what you just said, Sandra. I actually wrote down the word raising your frequency, and then I wrote down immediately staying with your frequency. And the reason I wrote that part down is because I think it's one of the steps that I teach in kindness to stay you, right? Instead of that reactive state. And even though I don't speak about frequencies, I understand 100% about what you said. And in raising it. So we will give it a shot, Alan. Mm-hmm. And I will
You're already both high frequency beings, believe me.
Well, we love what we do, which is really, really important, of course. But yeah, no, I love what you said about the frequencies. And I have a question that I feel I struggle with, although my friends say I don't at all. But I think it's become such a big word in today's world, the word manifesting. So manifesting, people see things happening in their life, I presume, right? But manifesting for something that's not tangible, would you have tips for that?
Yeah, well, for me, manifesting is all about your frequency.
It's so true because what
frequency, what you're vibrating at, it's like a magnet, isn't it? You magnetize to you more of who you are.
Yep.
Now, in your conscious mind, you might say, I deserve more money. And the unconscious mind that will always win this argument says, what do you mean you'll deserve this money? You don't deserve this money. Who do you think you are? And that stop, no matter what you do, no matter how much money you visualize, it simply will not magnetize to you because the unconscious mind's frequency doesn't attract it. And that's why a lot of people got upset about the law of attraction, because they felt like they were not good enough. And that wasn't the case at all. The fact was that their frequency didn't align with and match up to what they wanted to manifest. Mm-hmm. And you know, you realize that that's why Jack loves our work too, because he has us work with his students on this level, that he teaches them this fabulous information. And then he has us come in and help them get rid of the unconscious blocks that would stop them from being able to use this information and to be and to simply be. And I think your state, if people know this is another tip, your state of being is so much more important than what you are doing.
You know, Sandra, as you were saying that, and you were talking about, you know, Jack teaching his students a certain thing, and again, this is Jack Canfield we're talking about for those that are just now tuning in, and then and sort of passing them on to you. In the name of your book, the subtitle is "Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You." Is that essentially what he's doing? Is he's passing this on so that you're showing them that this can be the best you?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's the password.
That's the password. Platinum is the password that unlocks the best version of you. Because when you start to live in a place of peace, you're living from your natural state. When you live in love, you're living who you are.
Yep.
You know, when you're trust, awareness, when you're living these eight high frequency states, nothing can destroy your world. You know, you actually have a deep level of joy and a frequency that you emit. Daniel and I spent 5 months at a seaside resort before coming to the US, and there was a 17-year-old young girl in there who would serve us coffee every day at this cute little shop we went to. And on the last day there, after 7 weeks with her, we said, "We're leaving tomorrow." And she started crying. And she said, "What is it? What's happening?" We said, "Love, darling. We just love you." She said, "Oh, I thought that was it." We'd never talked to her, by the way, about any of this. All we did was ask her for coffee. She served it and we'd say hi. She said, "Ever since you've been coming here, my whole life has changed." And the frequency that we were on of simply loving her and being kind to her the way we reacted to her changed her life. And that's why your being this state is so important.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm writing something down. Sandra, a big one.
Yes.
The word forgiveness. Forgiveness is so important too. I have never had a problem with that word or with the act of forgiveness. But could you talk a little bit about it, and why is it a major component of your system?
Yeah, well, just about everybody else on the planet does have a problem with forgiveness. It's one of those things that the ego mind is quick to say to us, "Oh, I forgive," but it's still just, if it's not coming from your heart, if it's not coming from your true self, it's really not forgiveness. And I've got, I think Daniel's here, and maybe I'm going to pass why forgiveness is so important to our system to him.
Okay.
When you say he's here, he's on the line.
He's on the line. Daniel, are you on the line?
I have just joined you.
Oh, great.
How are you?
It's wonderful. Yes, we're glad to have you on.
Hello.
And appreciate you taking the time. And apparently you're running from one interview to another, so we thank you.
So forgiveness.
Great to be with you.
So share with us a little bit about forgiveness and why it's a major component of your system.
Well, you know, the Buddha said, holding on to anger is like picking up a hot coal with the intention of throwing it at someone. You are the one that gets burned. And forgiveness is really enlightened self-interest. Because if you hang on to your grudge, you not only get burned, but the Harvard Medical School studies showed that unforgiveness can cause the worst illnesses imaginable, including heart disease, cancer, and every variety of autoimmune disease. So forgiveness on a very pragmatic level is something that we need to do for ourselves, not for the person we're forgiving.
That makes
sense. It's critical to our own health and our own well-being and our own freedom.
But you
forgiveness on go ahead.
No, but you'd expect that after you just said that most people would say, oh my gosh, I'm going to practice that. So
yes, but the ego mind doesn't know. You've got both of us here. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
But the ego mind doesn't want us to forgive because they're wrong and we're right.
Ah,
right, Daniel?
Okay.
Yes, and so we are attached to being right. And that's the other component here. By the way, forgiveness is the low-frequency blocker to peace. So if you don't have peace in your life, the first thing you've got to do is look at who you haven't forgiven, and guess what? Guess who it will usually be?
Yourself. Yep.
Forgiving yourself. If you don't forgive yourself, you're really not going to be able to forgive anyone else. Genuine forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Sandra, for answering that.
Now, and one of the things, and we've talked a lot about positiveness on this show now for years. So, I mean, we're taught to be positive. You know, we revel in the fact if we get the opportunity that we want to think positive. Yet you say that in the book that there's something beyond being positive. Explain what that is.
Neutrality is the state beyond positive. We all agree that positive is preferable to negative. But when we're positive, it usually means we still have attachment. And if we have attachment, we still can be triggered. And what we mean by neutrality is not detachment, where we're detaching actively from something. But we're talking about being non-attached, being neutral, being free. And that way, when we're in a state of neutrality and we're not attached, then we're not in a state where we can be triggered. We're trigger-free. And most of us spend our lives being trigger-happy, which is not free. It means that people and circumstances can easily push our buttons. And neutrality is critical to being able to create the space so that we can respond creatively instead of reacting mindlessly. You know, Viktor Frankl, in his amazing book, he was a Holocaust survivor, and he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. And he said, in between stimulus and response, is a space. And in that space to choose lies our freedom. And what we are trying to do in our work is to create more spaciousness for people to be able to respond to stimulus mindfully and creatively instead of being triggered and reacting mindlessly. And that neutrality is essential to being able to do that.
I understood what you were saying about the neutrality, but I have a little question about it. Because yes, you're absolutely right. Being positive, you will still be able to be triggered, obviously, because you still, like you just said, you do have those attachments, absolutely, 100%. But then I wonder, and this is just my passionate character saying, if, and maybe it's the word in English that's hard for me, but neutrality also evokes in me that there is no passion, that we've taken the passion out of it. And so there is maybe a trigger here that I have no clue about, guys. But yeah.
Daniel, don't you love that? Yeah, because a lot of people say that to us.
Okay.
It's like, oh, but hang on, I'm a passionate being. I don't want to be neutral. But what they don't realize is neutrality is another word for enlightenment.
Okay.
And that means that you're as passionate as you are about love and about everything in your life, but you're not passionate about judging people.
So the neutrality,
passionate about acting out your judgments and your perceptions. You're absolutely, you become so much more passionate about being neutral to other people.
But now I understand what you're saying. So neutrality not being where you're so at peace. I have it sometimes, not all the time, just to be truthful here. Hello, I'm human. But I have
if you have it sometimes.
I have it sometimes where there is absolutely no attachment. So I then, if I may say it, you're then in that neutrality zone, right?
Yes.
But yes, you do have passion in that zone. Now I understand the wording behind it.
Well,
imagine when you're in a car and you're in neutral. Mm-hmm. You've got the option. You can go into reverse or you can go forward. But mm-hmm. you have the option to go either way. If absolutely. You're not in neutral, you're either going forward and going to crash into something if you don't watch out, or you're going backwards and the same thing could happen. So neutrality is that really beautiful place where I think I love what Daniel said, you get to choose.
You get to choose. Yeah. Thank you.
I'd love to share what Ken Kesey said.
Okay, sure.
It isn't by getting out of the world that we become enlightened, but by getting into the world, by getting so tuned in mm-hmm. that we can ride the waves of our existence and never get tossed because we become the waves.
Gotcha.
You know, the
I think that answers your question about passion.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate the addition here.
Yeah, no, yes.
Great question.
Yeah, but and it certainly does. And, you know, the visual that I was getting as you were speaking was, you know, there might be a situation and Gabriella and I are both passionate people about wanting to help someone. But I think that we can both be passionate about it and from a neutral standpoint. Mm-hmm. Whereas if somebody was positive that the only way to help them was this one way, we're sort of becoming more limiting as opposed to being neutral to the fact that there are multiple ways in which we can help them. That was the visual that I was getting.
Yeah.
Does that work for you?
That's perfect.
Okay, great. I'm looking up the time.
Sandra and I are also passionate people. And we work very hard at maintaining our neutrality.
I think that's great. And I'm looking at the time. We have about 5 minutes, and there was a variety of things that we wanted to cover. But one of the ones that I want to cover, and I'm hoping that I'm not the only one. I'm thinking there's other people out there. But one of the things that you mentioned in the book is you talked about the sexiest trait on the planet. So tell us, what is the sexiest trait on the planet?
Well, I think there's a number. However, Daniel's going to give you one.
When your partner has as their highest priority supporting you to becoming the best version of you. That is the sexiest trait on the planet.
You know what? I'm for those that know the word, I'm having horripilations, which that is the term used when the hair stands up on the back of your neck.
Oh, okay.
We call it goosey.
Yes, but that's how perfect I think your answer is. I mean, that's kind of what I was hoping.
When I say it.
That's what I was hoping it was.
I hope yeah. it was kind.
It's also, we also say that one of the sexiest traits on the planet is curiosity.
Oh,
because when you're curious, you want to know about the other person. You want to know, you're not so self-absorbed. And then when you're curious about your partner, then yeah. you absolutely go to the next step and want to help them in becoming the best version of who they are.
Yeah. Wonder, right? Like wonder.
Yeah, wonderment.
Wonder. Exactly.
I'm in total wonder when I roam the world.
Yes.
All right. Are we doing the questions?
Sure. Yeah. We have some listener questions. So you want to take one?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. So we have a listener question for Danielle and Sandra. What intrigued me about the Codebreaker was the reference to higher frequency. As a sound engineer, I have been working with our local university on these very concepts and was curious to hear more about Sandra and Danielle's work in frequency, how they access and use it in their work. I have just started reading your book this weekend, and I am excited to read to the DNA and resonance chapters and hoping you will talk a little bit about these. Brad in New York.
Yes.
New York. I think we've probably covered a bit of the high frequency stuff, but it really is like a tuning fork. It really is. I'm lost for words. It's like you're attuned to the frequency. Like, we are diligent about attuning to the frequency of love and of peace, obviously of platinum. And in that diligence, we become the tuning fork and then the attunement all at once. So this, whoever this person is from New York, I'm so thrilled you've got the book. And as you go through the book, there's more about how your frequency will change mm-hmm. as you read the book. And that's what's going to be exciting for you, because you'll actually notice the shift. And if you need us to come to New York to help you with your experiments, we're quite happy to do so.
Okay.
I love that. And we have another one that has come in. This one reads, my husband and I were laughing about the phrase, laming and taming your ego puppy. As in every relationship, especially in especially with our three teenagers, trying to help them understand how ego versus confidence can make or break their success in life. Can you talk a little bit about this? Your book will be gracing our shelves very soon, as we have already ordered it. Anything that incorporates humor and lightness is a perfect fit in our family library. And this is from Doris in Washington.
Doris, I really love that, because we absolutely love saying that our ego mind is an ego puppy. And if you see it that way, and that incorporates our programs, beliefs, ideas, and stories, if you know that that's what they are, then it's our job to train them to work for us, not against us, so we can design our life by design rather than by default. And I think one of the reasons why we brought Ego Puppy into this was, apart from adults loving it, children can get this. They can see the illustrations. They can see the puppy. When they get a puppy or a kitten, they have to train it where it's going to piddle and where it's going to poop and not to mess up the whole family. Mm-hmm. And this is what we have to do with each other. So they could be sitting around the dining room table, Doris, and if one of your children does or says something that's not the best version of who they are, you can say, I think your ego puppy is playing up right now. What are we going to do about it? And it's like, oh, where do I need to go?
Well, I love that. And I really love the fact that you guys have written this book, that you've come on. I really want to acknowledge the fact that I think that you are making a positive difference in the world. And that's exactly what this show is about. We want to help to be a platform to get books like yours and all of this out.
Where are you guys located?
We're in LA.
Oh, you're located in LA. Oh, fantastic.
Okay. And for those that want more information, you want to get the book, you can go to the website, which is www.codebreakerbook.com. You can also go to biskinds.com. And obviously, the book is also available at most any place where you find books. So again, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on.
And let's stay in touch, Sandra.
Yes.
I really would like
yes,
that.
Yes, of course.
When the show is done, I'm going to send you a little email.
Yes, and that would be great.
Right, thank you.
And the other thing is, I was going to say, plan on coming back, because I know that you're going to have the release of the Codebreaker Platinum series. And when that comes out, we would love to have you back on.
Fantastic. We'd love to be there. If they want more information about us, they have to go to The Biskinds, TheBiskinds, TheBiskinds.com.
Thank you.
By the way, there's loads of free meditations, loads of things that will help them shift their frequency and energy immediately.
That's great. Thank you. Now, for everybody else out there, please be sure and put us on your calendar and tune in next Monday, when we will be joined by Britton Devereaux to discuss treating addiction and preventing chronic illness. When you get a chance, please visit our archives of past interviews at answersforthefamily.com, or you can subscribe to our show through iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Vimeo, and now Spreaker. If you like what you hear, please leave a review. It will help us reach more people, and we greatly appreciate it. The next time you're on Facebook or Twitter, please remember to stop by our page, check out some of our latest posts. If you like them, please like us and continue to spread the word. Gabriella, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan, for having me.
All right. And for everybody, be good human beings and be with us again next week on Answers for the Family.
Be your best.
There you go. And now if I can just... There we go.
Be your best.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.